Doctors say a program designed to find therapy options for children who have high-risk cancers is showing signs of promise. The program's only offered to children when traditional treatments have failed. Researchers and clinicians say while it won't work for everyone, it could help find treatment options where none have existed before. Penny Timms reports.
When Christy Gitto's 4-year-old daughter, Kaili, was diagnosed with a rare stage 4 kidney cancer in 2019, it came as a shock.
We've not had cancer on either side, so it was a brand new experience that we sort of didn't know how to take the news.
After 8 months of chemotherapy, Kaili relapsed last year, and her specialists were not convinced traditional treatments would work. She was then offered a spot in an experimental trial called the Zero Childhood Cancer Program.
It was looking at personalised the protocol based off her genetic cancer.
The program is led by Professor Glenn Marshall via the Children's Cancer Institute and Kids Cancer Centre at Sydney Children's Hospital. Traditional cancer treatment uses particular therapies, including specific drugs, radiation and chemotherapy for certain cancers. For a small number, that just doesn't work. This program studies a patient's cancer cells in a lab to try to find gene mutations that could be driving the disease and uses that to match a patient with less obvious drug therapies.
We've set out to use the patient's actual cancer cells to really individualise the treatment choices that are being made, where we're not only asking would the gene mutation suggest a drug work, but also asking, would other drugs work?
Results from the trial have been published in the latest edition of the journal EMBO Molecular Medicine. Of 56 children, treatment options were found for 70%. Following the testing, 53% of those patients decided to switch treatments, with 29% benefiting clinically.
Those additional ways that we're analysing the drug sensitivities of the tumour are not just complementing, but providing new information and might be a sort of validation, if you like, that the cancer specialist needs right now to say that finding a gene mutation is worth trying a drug.
Professor Anna DeFazio is the director of the Centre for Cancer Research at the Westmead Institute for Medical Research and specialises in precision medicine.
Rather than treating a patient just based on where their cancer has arisen, you do intensive molecular testing usually, and it's through that testing that you can see whether there are particular targets that some of these new drugs are known to work against.
She hastens to add it won't work for everyone, but Canberra mum Christy is hopeful for her daughter.
Now she's in remission, so that's the best possible outcome for us.
And after 2 years without hair, she says Kaili has written to Santa to ask for some specifics this Christmas.
I said to my husband, she's asked for hair clips. Like, how beautiful. We're really excited for Christmas this year.
That's Canberra mum, Christy Gitto, ending that report by Penny Timms.